Governor J.B. Pritzker wants to create a host of new taxes to help balance Illinois' budget on everything from e-cigarettes to medical insurance companies. Illinois Public Radio reporters have been breaking down these revenue-generating ideas. Today, Brian Mackey looks at a potential tax on shopping bags.
Environmentalists have long been urging shoppers to ditch paper and plastic in favor of reusable bags.
Unexpected items in bagging area.
Now Governor Pritzker wants to give Illinoisans a nudge. His call for a bag tax is a small piece of his plan to balance the state budget next year. His team estimates a bag tax could generate between $19 and $23 million annually. But for environmental activists, a tax on bags is not about the money.
Plastic bag pollution is incredibly concerning.
This is Jen Walling.
My name is Jen Walling. I'm the executive director of the Illinois Environmental Council.
Walling says bags do all kinds of harm.
You put a plastic bag in the recycling, and that ends up tying up the machinery, and it makes recycling more expensive. Plastic bags clog sewer drains, and they cause expenses for communities. They clog agricultural equipment.
And the trouble goes beyond litter and mechanical problems, she says. Bags don't decompose. Instead, they break up into teeny little fragments that find their way into animals and eventually into us.
We don't even know all of the health impacts that might be coming to people from microplastics, but we know there are concerns from these microplastics that are getting into our waterways and getting into our wildlife, getting into our fish.
Of course, Pritzker is also concerned about the positive health effects on the budget that could accrue from taxing a few coins per bag, which brings us to the two main questions: how much to charge and what to do with the money. In his budget proposal, Pritzker called for a nickel tax per bag, with all 5 cents going into the state's main checking account. It's called the General Revenue Fund. From there, it could be spent on whatever. Environmentalists say the tax should be double, 10 cents a bag, with the money earmarked for environmental causes. Here's Walling again.
We just worry if it's all in the General Revenue Fund, we're going to stop trying to disincentivize people from using bags. And that's the purpose of this fee. This is not a fee to generate revenue for the state. It's a fee to protect the environment.
Walling also says that up to a certain point, higher taxes are more effective at reducing bag use. A study found Chicago's 7-cent tax, established 2 years ago, led to double-digit drops in the percentage of people taking single-use bags. There are other issues to be decided, like whether to let stores keep a portion of the tax for themselves. That's what happens with the city of Chicago's bag tax. A nickel goes to the city, the store gets to keep 2 cents. Rob Carr of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association says that split is essential.
There is a clear recognition that they have significant additional costs for carrying additional items like paper bags or reusable bags.
Pritzker's plan does not account for sharing the fee with stores, though his administration says it's willing to negotiate on the details. The retail merchants also want a state bag tax to preempt any local ordinances, at least outside Chicago. Carr says with so many companies operating in multiple jurisdictions, a patchwork of local rules would be a logistical and accounting nightmare.
There is, at least we've got, as I indicated, we've gotten our minds around the fact that there is a proper way to proceed on this. So depending how the state wants to proceed, we could get behind something.
But environmentalists oppose a limit on local rules. They say environmental policy often works best when it comes from a community up. Regardless of how those details are worked out, Democrats have enough members to pass a bag tax if they decide to work together, which means Illinoisans could soon be trying to answer a different question about reusable bags: how to remember them when you go shopping.
I try. I have them laying around my house. I've got enough of them. I should have no excuse to not to use them.
State Representative Ann Williams is a Democrat sponsoring the environmentalists' bag tax. She calls herself environmentally minded, but says the 7-cent tax in Chicago has changed even her behavior.
And when I don't bring them, I forget. I try and shove as much as I can into my purse and then carry whatever else out loosely.
And if Williams, the environmentalists, and Governor Pritzker have their way, purses and pockets bulging with food could soon be the new normal in Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey.
Past stories in this series have looked at taxes on managed care organizations, gambling, vaping, and how much of your sales tax payment stores are allowed to keep. You can find those stories at willnews.org.